Hi, I hope you are having a good day already. Well, listen, I just want to just jump right in. What dreams or personal goals have you sort of put away in the closet for now? Or maybe you could put it this way, maybe you've just gotten so comfortable that you've just sort of put them aside for now. What happens, I think, is not that we don't believe in them as much anymore, that they'll come true, is sometimes we often, or at least I do, in the different roles I play in life as a coach or a counselor or a pastor, I focus on end results, you know, the arrival of goals and working my way back into life. In other words, I start pulling things out of the closet that I've, for some reason or another, I've put away. And when it comes to family or business or just personal, individual goals in my life. And I try to share that with people as well. And I think we see this in Psalm 119, this great ending. We're going to look at the very last ending of 5 or 6, 10 verses. So let me challenge you this morning to focus on the surprises that God has woven into your life. Not the surprises that, oh, you're going to pull this idea or dream back up in your life and that you're going to fully believe right up front that it's all going to come true again. But to focus on the surprises that God has woven into those dreams and to begin to believe and to want it more than you did yesterday or a year ago, or maybe it was longer. Again, so the challenge is to focus on the surprises that God has woven into your life that may not have come true yet, or that because we put them in the closet, we're not making any more steps toward that. And this prayer here in Psalm 119, starting in verse 169. And if I had to give an opinion right now, I would say that the psalmist wrote this last part of 119 first. In other words, that, you know, we can crave the wonderful surprises of God, but we certainly can't guess what they are coming. If you go back and read all of Psalm 119, there's just so many surprises in there, if you'll go back and read that. But that you can talk to God about these things. And then some wonderful declarations as they come. So let me read it real quick. 119, verse 169. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. You hear the flow of it? May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. So again, the challenge is just to get that dream or to that unmet need back out of your hidden place today. Maybe it's hidden in your heart. I said it was hidden in the closet. And the end of this psalm really shows us how you would be reacting. Do you need to go cry before the Lord? When is the last time you went and you actually just, you know, even if you look, if you heard me sing, I have to go alone. So when is the last time you went and sang just to God by yourself? I mean, out in the backyard or on a walk or whatever. Or my tongue singing your word. So you can see in this psalm how he's kind of putting together in this prayer that there's crying out. There's lips overflowing. There's tongues that there's staying in the word. So there are distinct elements of this prayer, and I challenge you to place on the dreams or the needs that you've put away. I challenge you to use the one that God brings to your mind right now that is needed. Is it a cry? Is it a supplication? Is it the praise there that he's talking? Do you just need to just praise God? Is it his word? Is it a particular word he gave you that you've let go of for a while? Pull it back out. If the Creator gave it to you, it's probably important. Maybe it's all four, and I would suggest reading all of Psalm 119 to see, but it's really, really packed in there. You know, if you're seeking some sort of deliverance, which we all are, then God says he'll supply it. Go into supplication, which may come with a cry of love and not unbelief. If he has pulled back some curtains, maybe you just need to overflow with some praise, but you haven't because you're just not used to being an affectionate person or someone that wasn't affectionate with you growing up. Well, God loves you and wants you to be affectionate back with him. There's so much here that we could talk about. I just challenge you to, what is that dream? What is that hidden thing in your heart, that hidden delight, maybe for your children, for your grandchildren, for yourself, the relationship you're in, maybe the struggles you've been through that you've put away and said, God, you're not paying attention to this. And would you read this psalm, the last part, Psalm 119, verse 169 and on. It's the very end. It's a prayer. And choose one of those that you need. And, you know, the end result, surely you'll find yourself saying, as the psalmist ends here, I long for your salvation. I've strayed like a lost sheep. God, I haven't forgotten that I'm messed up. And I'm a messy person with my decision making. But guess what? I am ready for your surprises. I heard a guy say, the pastor say this past weekend, he said, you know, once if we let God in on our life, he takes our natural and begins to make them supernatural. And I'll also call that surprises. So let's allow God in so that he can begin to do some God things in our life. What's hidden? What is it? What needs to come out? I hope that helps. Read Psalm 119, the end there. Choose one of those or all of those prayer parts and move closer to God and get ready. Get ready for the surprises that come. God bless.